What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you are in the Portmarnock area, why not swing by the White Sands Hotel? It's also a place that you could stay if you're looking for somewhere to stay. For example, if you were going to a concert in Malahide, no better place to stay than the White Sands Hotel here in Portmarnock. And while you're here, pop into the Oasis Bar and Grill just below our studio. It is well worth a visit. Fantastic menu, great atmosphere. I can't speak highly enough of the place. Absolutely love it. And all of the management and staff here at the White Sands Hotel have been extremely good to myself and Jeremy with our Opinions Matter podcast for the last 3 years. So, what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? He rang me earlier on today and he said, I want to discuss this because of the prick. And I have proof that he was a prick. What am I talking about? Our Jeremy, earlier on today you rang me and you said, I have a topic, we might have done it before, but I'm really pissed off this time. I really, really need
to... Well, it's our podcast, so we can talk about what we want. It happened yesterday evening in Carrigmines. So I was bringing the three kids around to pick up something in one of the shops in Carrigmines.
Okay, very good, yeah.
And during busy periods, there's not a lot of parking spaces. And the one thing that grinds my gears, by the way, I'm shocked by the response. We put this topic up on our Facebook page to tell people what we're going to be talking about. I was shocked by the response. So the response varied from arseholes basically saying, oh, is that the worst thing going on in your life at the moment? Well, no, it's not the worst thing going on in my life at the moment, but it's something that's annoying me at the moment, yeah? It's not the worst. It's not the worst thing. There's always something that's worse going on. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's not the biggest problem in the world, but it boiled my piss last night. So anyway, I'm trying to find a space because, as you know, my youngest is 2 years of age. A two-year-old can't walk that far. So I always try to park near the shops because three kids... You need to park near the shops. Yep. And was driving around, couldn't get a parking space. And all the mother and child spaces were taken up. So I said, I'll hang on here and wait until one of them becomes free. And about a minute later, lo and behold, a bloke walks out of one of the shops and gets into his car in the mother and child spot, mm-hmm. or the parent spot, I don't know what it's called now. And there was no kids with him. So he was after buying stuff in the shop and had come out.
He was heading off on his way.
He was heading off on his way. Yeah. Now, I lost the rag.
But he's heading off on his way. There's a spot for you.
No, I did take the spot. So I blocked him in, pulled the car up in front. I was just this happens on a daily. It really does. If you don't have kids, by the way, don't even give an opinion on this because it's not your business because you will never understand how annoying it is for people who actually have kids. They are parent spaces. Those spaces are set aside for people who have children. The reason is the spaces are wider.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
And trying to open a car and get kids out is a nightmare if you're in normal spots as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They are there for a reason. They're like disabled spots. They're there.
But they're not.
A reason.
But they're not.
I would say they're akin to...
They're not.
And
that really bugs the shit out of me. Because, and this is something I said to you earlier on, you are not disabled, thank God. None of your children are disabled, thank God.
Yeah.
You cannot compare spaces to a disabled space.
Yeah, I can.
You can't.
Tell me what I can. I can.
There's nothing wrong with your children. Your child, your two-year-old child can walk.
So anyway,
she could walk.
I blocked this arsehole in and decided that's it, enough is enough. I'm going to video the thing and put it up on Facebook to shame this fella because people need to be shamed for doing this. So I put it up on my Facebook page. Adrian had a look at the video. He's pulled some of the audio from it. Now, this went on for about 3 minutes. So I had him blocked into the spot.
What an absolute prick. Who do you think you are? Are you the car park police?
Yeah. Yeah, when it comes to...
But you're not.
No, when
again, I want to reiterate, ladies and gentlemen, just to let you know, thank God, both Jeremy and his three children have no disabilities at all. Your children are all very able-bodied. They can all walk. You have a buggy for your two-year-old. What is the big deal? Well, and who do you think you are? Wait till you hear this audio, ladies and gentlemen.
I am sick to the back teeth of people thinking that they can park in these spots. And yes, in my opinion, it's the same as parking in a disabled spot.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely.
Yes,
isn't.
It is.
There is nothing wrong with you or your children.
Spots are not.
You do not have to get a chair out of the back of your car and have enough space to get into your wheelchair.
No, well, the point I'm making is they are assigned spots. Okay, so
yeah, I know.
Okay, so from that point of view, they are assigned spots.
Anybody who parks in a disability spot without a disability or a blue badge is an absolute prick.
Thank you.
If you park in a disability spot.
That's going for someone who's done it before.
But you... No, I've never parked in a disabled spot.
Yeah,
I haven't.
Yeah.
Don't make up stuff. I never have. Never would. However, those parent spots, yeah. No bother, I have done. And I'll admit that I have done.
But then you're a grade A prick.
Where's your badge to say you're entitled to park in there?
Well, it's written on the ground. It shows.
Did you apply for a parking pass that you had to go to a doctor to certify need one of those badges that entitles you to park in that?
This ballsy prick didn't even have the guts. No, I didn't want to get into a fight, but I'm not a violent person.
But you're an obnoxious prick. Wait till you listen to yourself. Have a listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. This is audio from the video that Jeremy did put up, but interestingly, took straight back down again.
Because I got backlash over it.
Yes, took straight back down again.
No, not straight down.
You did. 3 hours later.
Yeah, that's not straight down. I lifted up
okay,
3 hours.
Okay, here we go. Have a listen to this.
For fuck's sake. Sorry. Hello? Roll down the window. That's a mother and child spot you're actually parked in. I have three kids in the back of the car, and you're parked in the mother and child spot. Fucking ignorant prick is all you are. You're an ignorant prick.
Now, if that was me in that car, I'd have got out and I'd have punched your lights out.
No, you wouldn't.
I'd have get out and fucking squared up to you and told you to piss off.
No, you wouldn't.
And you were blocking his car in as well.
Yeah, because I wanted
I'd have rammed into your car.
No, because I wanted to tell him exactly.
And by the way, you did all of that. All of that cursing, all of that, you're obnoxious
kids
in front of your kids.
Kids couldn't hear that.
Of course they could.
No, they couldn't, so don't be...
You're an absolute knob. Seriously. Again, did you apply for a pass that entitles you to park in one of those spots? And I guarantee you, you, because you have a baby seat in the back of your car, you have parked in one of those spots when your kids aren't with you.
No.
Guarantee you.
No, lies. Yes. Lies.
I just know you did.
Don't make stuff up.
Our number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to get involved in this conversation, I would love to hear from you. Lauren has been on and she's angry with Jeremy.
I park in them spots all the time with me nanny. She's nearly 83. So like, Jeremy, would you rather if I park down the back of a car park and make her walk to wherever we're going when there's them spots available? Like, Jesus Christ, it's nobody's business who parks where. Like, for all you know, that person could have been going in to collect a child or whatever. Like, it's not a big deal. Like, it's nobody's business who parks where.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Your reaction to that message?
Yes, it is a big deal, and yes, it is my business. Because I had kids, and that person was taking a spot that was designated for me. Secondly, if you heard what I was saying there, he was coming out of a shop. He didn't have kids with him. He had no kids with him. And thirdly, those spaces are there designated for people with children. You're saying you have an old granny. I assume your granny should have a disability pass if she's not
necessarily.
Yeah, but she should. She should. So don't blame me because you didn't get your granny a disability pass. She should. Someone that can't. Oh, God. Look at this. I'm fuming with Adrian. Yeah, yeah. Somebody who can't walk very far, i.e. Someone who is very old, in their 80s or whatever, should apply for a disability pass. So you should have a disability. So that's not my fault. That is a mother and child spot, not someone who's 80 years of age and can't walk.
Absolutely. Your children aren't 80 years of age and they can walk. You're whatever age you are and you can walk. There is nothing wrong with you.
No. Nope.
Your buggy for your child was in the boot of your car, so it was easy to get it out.
Wasn't using
Put
a
your
buggy.
Daughter
I wasn't
in.
Using a buggy.
Well, then what is the problem here? You weren't even using a buggy.
The problem is, I've had this for the last 8 years of people just thinking, oh, yeah, there's a spot there I can just...
But there's nothing wrong with you. See, your entitlement is that you have a baby seat in the back of the car. Whoop-de-doo. Thank God for you, you've able-bodied children that are well able to walk. Get over yourself. Dara, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Dara?
I'm in stitches. How are you?
Good, thanks.
No, it's not actually a funny topic.
You're hilarious. You must have been raised to think that you were an absolute, the most entitled, privileged person in the world.
100%.
Talk about first world problems.
No, sorry. Sorry, Dara. Hang on a second. I only think I'm entitled to things that I'm actually entitled to, i.e.
You're not. You said that's my spot. That was designed for me. It's not fucking yours.
But it is. But it actually is. It actually is.
And also, like, how annoyed are you in your day-to-day life that you'd be getting so... aggro over someone parking somewhere.
And even more, videoing the bloody thing. Like, who do you think you are?
But even your voice in the audio, you're like shaking, you're riled up.
Yeah.
If it's that easy to piss you off,
then
you've serious issues.
No.
That easy and be annoyed by the public.
No, this didn't come out of nowhere. This has just built up and up and up. In fact, it happened 2 weeks ago when I was in Dunn's in Cornell's Court. Now, it wasn't my spot, but I saw someone parking. And in fairness, the security guard came over and said, you've no kids, get out of that spot. And I was delighted to see that. This has built up.
But can I just tell you, by the way, that somebody would be entitled to say, piss off.
No, they wouldn't, because it's my spot.
All you have to do is say, my kids are in the shop.
What do you think about me? I park there when I'm not with my daughter and when I'm with her.
Shame on you, Dara. Shame on you.
And because I'm used to parking there and I'm like, no one's going to fucking tell me different.
Jeremy Wood. Hang on, you're giving out about me about aggressive and here's aggressive Dara. Nobody's going to tell me. Oh, look, this is my spot. No, it's
not. Because the likes of Jeremy coming up, giving out to the public, police and society. Honestly, I said it once, Jeremy, I'll say it again. You should have been a guard.
If that person had been parked in a disability spot, I would completely understand your anger and annoyance. Okay?
I agree with that.
Mother and baby spots or parent spots or whatever they're called are not in the same category. They are not the same ballpark.
And I would argue that they're for lazy Irish parents as well. Unless you have a newborn that you can't really get out of the car without a struggle. Fair. People going in with their fully fledged grown kids who don't have babies don't fucking need them either. It's ridiculous. You can get your kids out and walk. I've had to walk.
Don't tell me what I can do. He doesn't want to walk.
You see, this is Irish society. Dara, what came out of your gob earlier? I have a 2-year-old child who can't walk very far. Is there something wrong with her?
Lazy parents facilitating lazy children. I see kids, Irish kids in buggies up to age 4 and 5.
Which is outrageous.
I agree. My daughter was out of the buggy by 1 and a half.
Oh, you're brilliant. You're such a great mother.
Because I'm not raising a lazy child.
My children aren't lazy. My children are not lazy.
They are with your entitled attitude.
No, they are.
My poor 2-year-old daughter can't walk very far. Is there something wrong with the child?
I wasn't parking miles across the other side of the car.
Where were you parked?
The point is,
you're so privileged.
No, it's nothing to do with
society.
It's nothing to do with privilege.
If you lived in a remote area where there was no access to shops and you had to walk daily to get your food, you wouldn't be complaining.
Correct.
You're so well off in society that you're giving out about the most silly, privileged first world problems.
And go to the trouble of recording the bloody thing. I can't believe you videoed that man. If I were him, I'd have really...
The bit
that annoyed me was the videoing. Who do you think you are?
If you were him, you'd do nothing. You're a spineless.
I wouldn't. Do you think I would sit there and let somebody...
Here we go. What would you have done, Dara?
I would have rammed your car if you blocked me in. 100%.
You would have rammed me. No, you wouldn't.
I've come close to doing it in the past when someone blocked me in.
The bottom line with these spots is...
No, Dara talks the talk. She doesn't walk the walk. How do you know?
Do you know me outside? Do you know me in the real world? No, you don't.
You wouldn't have rammed anybody. You would just stop.
Listen, I actually backed into a car that belonged to members of the travelling community only a few weeks ago because they had blocked me into a spot, not because I was parked wrongly, but because they were just being ignorant, parking their cars, blocking people in a car park. And I asked them to move the car. They refused. They told me to fuck off. And I did ram into them. And then the guards were called and there was a huge fight. Did I care that the whole family were surrounded by my car? No. If someone's going to block me in and be a prick.
Okay, here's a message. Here's a message for me. Dara, here's a message from Jessica for you. Dara, you have one child. Get fucked. That's basically what.
What has that got to do? I'm not the one asking for spaces for her.
Here, by the way, Dara would be as entitled to you with your three children to park in that space.
Yeah, but the fact that she parks in them, you literally park in them when you don't even have kids with you. You're a disgrace.
I do as well.
I'm such a terrible member.
Here, the bottom line is, Jeremy, and again, I'm not going to allow you to compare these spots to disabled spots because there is a legal enforcement on disabled spots.
There should be legal.
There should be legal enforcement on baby
and parent spots as well.
So you want to apply for a badge?
I think you shouldn't be allowed to use them full stop anyways, unless you literally have a very small baby that literally you have one of those car seats where you can't get them out without opening the door fully and you're struggling. Like, not for people with walking kids. So I think the fact that people with like 5-year-olds, 10-year-olds, whatever, use them anyway, that's just as stupid. They don't need them. They're not taking buggies out. Yep. You said yourself you didn't have a buggy with you.
Here, Dara, his young fella's 9. God love him. He needs to park right to the front door.
He just said by his own admission he didn't even have a buggy or anything to take out.
No,
because
the kids were all walking.
So you shouldn't use it, and you should save it for all the people with newborn kids or young babies. Why are you using them?
Yeah, shame on
you're
you, Jeremy.
I'm not even responding to that. Like, it's
because there's a mark that says if I have kids, I'm entitled.
Well, that's what the thing on the ground says when there's a little picture of a parent.
So you're going to pull up at those spots when Luke is 18 and the other two are 12 and 11 and park there, are you?
Okay, stop being a prick.
No, stop being a prick.
Yeah, but he is. He's like, I have kids. Badge.
It's my entitlement. That's what you
I'm
said.
A dad.
So hang on.
Did you know that I'm a dad?
So hang on, Dara. I assume when you're bringing your daughter on holidays, yeah? Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're going to the airport. You don't use the family queue.
I don't actually.
Oh no, of course you wouldn't.
My daughter walks everywhere, even when she was a child.
To do with
I had
that.
Her in the sling, and I'd walk through the normal way. I don't need the family queue. The family queue is for when you have like a buggy or a wheelchair.
Superman.
I want to go quicker through the. You scan your passport quicker going through the automatic machines than you do waiting for people to
absolutely.
Check your passport manually.
If only I was half the parent that you are, I can only
see,
aspire.
You're just feeling very defensive now.
No, I can only
because you know that you've been entitled and you've been wrong on this point.
I can only.
So calm down.
Don't tell me to calm down. I can only aspire to be half the parent that you are.
I'm going to go and get Sean and Lauren. I'm going to put them in the car and I'm going to park them one of those spots.
Yeah. You see, okay, here's the thing.
How are you, Dad?
Stay there for a second, Dara. Here's the thing, Adrian. You're trying to trivialise this with jokes about Sean and Laura. We're talking about young children here. We're talking about young children.
Your youngest is 2. She is well able to walk.
No one's saying she isn't.
So why do you need this spot? Explain to me, like I'm a 2-year-old.
Okay, well, you know what I want you to do?
No, explain to me like you're a 2-year-old, why you needed that spot.
It's like talking to a 2-year-old. Okay, you know what you need to do then?
Tell me why.
You need to go up to Carrick Mines and you need to go to Blanchard. Where do you do your shopping? Clare Hall?
Wherever.
You need to go up to the management company of Clare Hall and you need to say to them, get rid of those parent spots.
No, I don't want to get rid of them.
Because I'm Adrian and I'm overweight and I can't walk too far.
I want you to explain to me why you needed that spot yesterday. What was the problem? The doors can open wider. Whoop-de-doo. Your kids are small. They can squeeze out the door. It's pathetic.
Sorry, JJ, can we put some calls on? Actually agree with me. Thank you.
Well, actually, here's one that'll shock you. This is our Katie actually agreeing with you.
Jesus, I'm agreeing with Jeremy 2 days in a row. What is going on? Fucking Twilight Zone. But he's spot on. I remember when I was pregnant with my second, who's now 3, I had awful sciatica. Ty was only 10 months when I got pregnant on her again, when I fell pregnant again. And I used to see it all the time, these wankers and their BMWs and their Audis with their sunglasses on when it's pissing rain, thinking they own the fucking roads and the car park. And then the new mother, because I was like, I was only 10 months old. I was carrying buggies, carrying a bump, carrying my baby in the car, taking the shopping, and I had sciatica. And it's really not fair. I would rather see those spaces being used by people who actually need them. Like an extra 10 second walk for somebody who's able bodied and healthy doesn't make a difference. An extra 10 second walk, an extra space for your kids and the buggies makes a massive difference for parents. Such a difference, Katie.
He has his youngest is 2.
Doesn't matter.
And she's well able to walk.
Adrian will never understand for a start.
By the way, the car park that you were in, the furthest walk is about 3 minutes.
Doesn't matter. Adrian will never understand. It's been like he hasn't had young kids since the 80s.
And we also didn't have those parking spots back then.
Yeah, but you...
And we survived. Look, my kids grew up. They're happy and healthy. Woohoo! Dara's dead right. This entitled crap.
Now, stay there for a second, Dara. You're about to be fed some humble pie.
Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Angela.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Angela.
Say hello to Mother of the Year, Dara, there. She is literally the...
I'm Mother of the Year.
Yeah.
Can I also just say one thing before I start, right? Not to you, Dara, but to everyone out there. I'm nearly 50 years of age, right? I have experience in everything. So if people want to come on this now going, oh, it's Angela, full of shit. Oh, it's Angela, this. Back off and turn off, right? Because I'm sick of hearing that, okay? That I'm on and I give my opinion. So anyway, Dara, do you want to start your car there and have a 3-2-year-old swing open the door on top of your own car and damage your car? Would you be happy with that? And also, you're talking about Geraldine being aggressive. You ran the car. You ran the car.
Yeah, and I was entitled to do so in the circumstances.
You're entitled to ram a car. What happened? What did the car say?
They gave out to the travellers who wouldn't move their car. That's what they said. They made them
and
move
they didn't. And you're not being done for damage.
No, I'm not.
You're
they knew they were in the wrong.
Anyway,
okay.
No,
whatever.
Okay, Dara, that's a side issue.
I'm ramming out the way, but I'm back into it.
We'll have another conversation another day on Dara ramming a car.
Okay, let's go on to this. Adrian, you do realise that the reason that parent and child are there is because it is young kids getting out of a car, right, and they are damaging other cars if they hit the car. And it's also for you to be able to take out an infant if they are in those carrier things that I have in my car.
And that's fine.
And
in the case of Jeremy yesterday in Carrick Mines, he has neither.
He's got a two-year-old
who can walk.
That he has to reach into the car to help that two-year-old get out of the car. He has to reach in to help that two-year-old strap in as well with his belt.
Why aren't they legally enforceable then? Why aren't they legally enforceable?
I have also done it. I mined a 7-month-old baby, right? And I was going into Dunn's and then it's going back a couple of weeks ago. And this woman in about her 60s, says she was entitled to park in the mother, right? Now, the reason that she felt that she was entitled and how I know she was entitled is because, like Jeremy, I got out of the car and I went up to her and I said, excuse me, that's for parent and child. Where's the child? And she said, I'm collecting my grandkids. I sat there for 10 minutes because I had time. I had loads of time. And she got out of the car, she went in, and she sat down and had a coffee with her friend. So I walked up to her and I went, that's the oldest looking grandchild I've ever seen that you could have. So there, that's what it's about.
My point is, and this is the significant part of this conversation, there is no legal enforcement in Irish law for these spaces. They are a courtesy.
They are
a courtesy.
A courtesy. So why not be courteous?
Sometimes I'm in a rush.
No, that's pig ignorance, Adrian.
Pig ignorance is parking in a disability spot.
No, hold on. You're giving out to Jeremy saying, oh, your child can't walk. You know, your two-year-old child can't walk through the car park, whereas you might be in a rush. What's the difference in that?
No, I wouldn't park in a spot like that for hours on end, okay? I would park in a spot like that.
For hours on end, it doesn't matter.
Running in the door and running back out again.
If you park in there for 30 seconds, that's 30 seconds too long for a mother with a newborn baby, a 1-year-old baby, a 2-year-old baby, anything like that.
Okay, the reason I'm so annoyed over Rambo Dixon and squaring up to your man in his car.
I didn't square up to him.
You did?
I didn't square up to him.
You shouted at his windscreen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's squaring up to somebody. The reason I'm so annoyed is Jeremy doesn't have a newborn baby in a little carry cot or whatever.
He has a 2-year-old that needs help.
She's grand. There's not a bother in the child. She's well able to walk.
So you're telling
just hold
me,
her by the hand and off you go.
It's not the walking, Adrian. It is the fact that he has to try and reach over her to release the belt buckle and then try and strap her in when they're getting back
and
in.
You know what I'm going
to
do?
That is very hard to do when you can only open the door.
I agree.
Why those spaces are
here's
there.
The thing. Adrian hasn't taken a kid out of the back of the car since Whammer in the charts.
I did only 2 days ago.
No, you did. Well, strangers kids now, are you? The point is...
Two days ago?
I'm going to video later on today when I'm in the car park how difficult it is to get kids out of a normal spot. Yeah.
How difficult?
They don't have a clue, sure they don't.
Who don't have a clue?
The likes of Adrian. Adrian who hasn't had kids.
No, absolutely. And you're talking about back in the 80s. There isn't even a tenth of the cars that were back in the 80s. And the thing is, if you look at it now, if you pull into a spot and you can barely get out of the car and don't you dare turn around and call me fat about it, if you can barely get out of the car, how are you meant to try and reach in and get a toddler out? Or a newborn baby out, or an infant out.
I know, but
how
don't
you get them out
God,
of the car?
How did I get my kids to adulthood? God, how did we cope?
Let's not start having parking spaces.
I don't know. Yeah, but I truly don't know.
Angela, let's not start having parking spaces for fat people now, because that's ridiculous.
I know. Why? Listen, clear. They should make this bigger on Ryanair as well. But I've written about that. They're not going to do it.
Stay there for a second, Angela. I want to bring in a more reaction, a huge reaction to this. This is Sean.
Hi, lads. What's the story? Sean here. Sorry I can't come on again. I usually have quite an early lunch most days. I just want to say I kind of agree with Jeremy on this. The parent and child parking spots are for parents and children. Now, I wouldn't compare it to a disabled spot, but I would compare it to a loading bay. I drive around the Dublin city centre doing deliveries and collections, and if I see a private vehicle in the loading bay, I'll block them in and start offloading. They'll come back, they'll ask me to move. Can't. In the middle of offloading the van here, you're in the loading bay. So you want it to be there so bad you can stay there. So I'm kind of with them on this, to be honest.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Karina, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Karina?
Hello, yeah.
Hi. How are you? What did you want to say?
Well, I had 2 points to make, actually. I had one that I made earlier and another one I have to make. Now, just for reference, I have 4 kids. They now range in age from 25 to 13. So I do know the pressures of getting parents and toddlers spaces or whatnot, because I might have had 2 or 3 at the one time in car seats and prams and whatnot. But it's not illegal, you know, it's not legally enforceable. Whereas a disability place is, and rightly so.
Yes, absolutely. Like, I agree with you 100%. I would never park in a disability spot for that very reason, partly because it's legally enforceable, but mainly because it's just pig ignorant.
It's pig ignorant because if somebody's driving up and they're in a wheelchair or they have to... I seen an example here in town just last week. I was waiting on a bus and this delivery man drove up and parked in the disabled bay, and this man then drove up with an elderly woman, and he had to double park to get the wheelchair out of the car and get this elderly woman into the wheelchair to get her into the chemist. Now, I'm sorry, that's wrong.
I agree 100%, and I think it's the height of ignorance. I think people should get penalty points for parking in a disabled spot, but parent and child spots are a completely different ballgame.
Yeah. I think they should be brought to court. And I don't know how it works in Dublin, but here in Donegal, if you're in a local court, you're named and shamed in the local paper, you know, if for any offence, really, you know what I mean? The other one I was curious about, Jeremy blocking somebody in on a legal basis. I don't know if he remembers the Jobstown thing with the water charges and everything, and Paul Murphy and a gang of people.
I do. I remember it well.
They're nearly prosecuted. Well, they had to go to court for illegally, what was their charge was that they were...
Illegally imprisoning somebody.
Huh?
Illegally imprisoning somebody, yeah.
Yeah, they were blocking somebody in and they couldn't have free movement. You're entitled in this country to free movement under the Constitution. And Jeremy actually broke the law, and he's gotten radio today to say that he's broke the law, because that's exactly what he
that
done.
Is exactly what you did. Yeah,
the guards are going to be knocking on my door any minute now, broke because I parked and didn't let somebody out. So you're comparing what I did.
I assume you drove off straight away.
Well, obviously you saw it in the video.
I didn't see you driving off straight away in the video because you didn't video that bit.
Principle of law.
So you're comparing me to the... I've never, now in all my days doing radio and podcasts, I never thought I'd be compared to the water protesters in Jobstown who
one of the water protests. I travelled from Donegal to everyone in Dublin.
But what has this got to do with what happened yesterday? I literally... There was nowhere else to park the car at the time.
I would put my life savings that there was other parking spaces.
Well, thank God you don't have any life savings.
Over the other side of the car park,
That's not what I'm saying. The only place to park my car, because I wanted to use that spot, was to block them in. And in fairness...
You know what? No. Look, I drove... You could have drove on two more inches...
No, that's not how I roll.
He's Rambo.
I didn't say I was Rambo.
No, do you know what? That's just a pig, ignorant, entitled man.
No,
absolutely. And let me ask you, Karina, do you believe, we were talking about the fact that disability spots are legally enforceable, and so they should be. Do you believe that parents with children should be able to apply for a pass, like a disabled pass, to entitle them then to park in those spots?
Thought about it, I think it would be a nightmare logistically, really.
Yeah, I agree.
Obviously, like if a child had kind of disabilities and needed a special
And that's a different story altogether, because that way, if that were the case, you would get a blue badge.
Yeah, aye. So, you know, no, I don't think so. You know, there's plenty of times I had four kids in the car and I couldn't get a parking spot and a mother and baby spot. Do you know what? I just sucked it up and parked somewhere else.
It might be a bit inconvenient, and this is the point that I was trying to make to Jeremy earlier on. It might be a little bit inconvenient to have to walk a little bit with your able-bodied children, but that's all it is. It's an inconvenience, as opposed to if somebody with a disability who needs to get a wheelchair out of the car, if they can't do that, they literally can't park anywhere.
Let me put the question to both of you then. Some people that have disability passes for parking have absolutely nothing physically wrong with them, so do you not think they should have one?
No, I don't actually. I actually don't.
I actually have arthritis in me, both knee hips, but I don't have a pass because I'm actually fit to walk a bit.
I don't actually believe that. Yeah. I don't believe that somebody who doesn't have a physical disability should be entitled to a blue badge.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. No, actually, I'll disagree with you there, but sometimes people with sensory problems may need a disability badge in that they can't. You know, if they've severe sensory problems, they may actually need a disability badge to go, say, to the chemist or the doctor's or a shop.
Okay, but again, there are specific circumstances.
Yeah.
And in the majority of cases, people who park in parent and child spots have, thank God, in most cases, able-bodied children. And yes, maybe when they're very, very young, when they're in buggies and all of that, I would find your argument more compelling. But if the child is over two and well able to walk, then I don't find your argument in any way compelling.
You also said, Adrian, people with hidden or with invisible disabilities shouldn't be able to park in those spots as well.
I did say that, yeah.
Wow.
Unless it's a physical disability, yeah.
Okay.
Let me go to Dean. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Dean?
Hello. What's the story?
Good, Dean. What did you want to say on this?
Hey, to be honest, like, I'm kind of listening back there, man, with you just arguing about this, but, like, to be honest, it's you're only running in for about 2 minutes, so I'd probably park in the space myself now, to be honest.
Well, there you are, Jeremy. God, you want to lash Dean out of it as well?
Why'd you do it, Dean?
Convenience.
Like, don't get me wrong, I understand that there for a reason, you know what I mean? But, like, when a car park is too full, like, where are you supposed to park, you know what I mean?
But hang on, Dean. Jeremy's coming in with his three kids. They're all able-bodied, by the way. He's coming in with his three kids. Get out of there. You're not entitled to it.
No, like, I'll be there and gone in minutes. Yep. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he'd be there and gone in minutes. And by the way, Jeremy, the guy that you squared up to last night was probably there and gone in minutes.
I didn't square up to anybody, lads.
Do you want me to play it again?
That wasn't squaring up to him.
You called him an ignorant prick.
Yeah, because he was an ignorant prick. I didn't square up to him. The point is, Dean, you don't have kids, do you?
No, I don't have kids.
Well, what's that got to do with anything?
Then get out of my fucking space. Thank you.
Get out of my space?
Yeah.
What do you make of that sort of attitude, Dean? Get out of my space. It's my space. I'm entitled to it.
I think he's drinking too much Dutch courage in my ears, isn't he?
Be honest now. Do you quite often park in those spots for like a couple of minutes?
No, well, I don't have a car anymore. Like, you know, I used to just get cars every now and then, drive them around. But like,
But you wouldn't think twice about parking in one of those spots.
No. I wouldn't even have a license, man. You know what I mean? Like, so I wouldn't.
Right. Okay.
You're taking chances every day. You know what I mean? So, you know, I'd be.
Right.
If you need to park there, you need to park there. Like, I often park in places where the car wouldn't be actually towed, you know what I mean?
Well, if you did that in front of me in a car park where I was parking, you wouldn't be getting out of the spot. So I don't know what you're laughing at.
Come here now, Jamie. Don't park. There's going to be an altercation in the middle of the car park.
Yep. Well,
and that's better, is it?
I don't care. Altercation there is. Well, sorry, the next caller said she'd key your car, so... what are you laughing at?
I'm going to leave your car on bricks.
Jess, you'd key somebody's car... For parking in one of those spots.
I'd key the car, I'd put the air out of the tyres, I'd make sure that they can't move. No, Adrian, what's funny?
It is just funny. Because, as I keep saying, and I'll say it till I repeat myself and I bore myself to death, if you've got children with a disability, you will most likely be entitled to a blue badge and you'll be able to park in a disabled spot.
If you have
able-bodied children, which Jeremy thankfully does, those spots are a nice courtesy, but that's all they are, Jess. They're a courtesy.
But he's entitled to that spot because he had his kids with him, unlike this ignorant prick who was in the spot in the first place. And I'm surprised Jeremy didn't key the car. I would have. I'm honestly disappointed.
What caused criminal damage to somebody's car?
Criminal damage, my ass. He brought it on himself by getting into that spot.
Okay, but tell me where it is legally enforceable, Jess, that he has to not park in that spot.
It should be, because you keep saying that those spots and the disabled spots aren't the same. They should be, because the principle of them is the exact same.
Okay, so how would it work then? When you have a child, you send in a copy of the child's birth cert, and you get one of the a badge to park in these spots.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
And how long does that badge last for? Till they're 18.
If I was putting an age on it, I'd say about five.
Five?
Age of five.
Jeremy won't be happy. I'm sure his young fella's nine. The young fella's nearly able to drive the bloody car.
No, but I have other kids that are younger.
Your middle girl is five.
Yeah, so what?
She's well able to walk. She can nearly drive the car. Like, seriously. Maybe until you're two. Maybe. Because after that, there is no reason to have one of these entitled spots.
Well, Jess,
there is, because he had three kids.
Oh,
and
God,
they don't have
a disability. Don't bring the bloody kids to the shopping centre. Leave them at home.
They have to.
Leave them at home.
He's more than entitled to bring his kids to the shops if he wanted to.
That's ridiculous.
No, do you know what's ridiculous? That you're actually trying to excuse people being ignorant cunts. That's what's ridiculous.
Dean, you're still there.
He was more entitled. To go to that spot.
You're an ignorant, you know what, there.
I understand when you're in a hospital and stuff like that, leaving the park and space is free and stuff, but like when you're going to a shopping centre and that, like, and you know you're not going to be...
Why can you not just use a regular spot and walk? Or are you just that lazy and ignorant?
Did you not just hear me? I said sometimes the places could be full. You could be driving around and around and around and you still probably won't.
Park on the side of the road then. Park somewhere else. You don't need to park
on the side of the road. That doesn't sound right. You know what I mean? If you're driving around with no license and that, you're trying to blend in. You're trying to get caught like that way. You know what I mean? You're only parking in for a few minutes.
Fool. You absolute fool.
Because I want it. And what about it?
I hope you get caught.
You have too much tension, man. Every time I hear you on the station, man, you're always giving out, man. What is wrong with you?
No, you don't even belong on the road. You're an actual dope. Why are you doing on the road?
You're a good woman.
You fucking fool. You don't belong on the road. At least Jeremy has a license, so he's able to go on the road.
Okay, the bottom line is, Jess, there is no legal entitlement to park in those spots.
There should be, because the principle of the parent child spots and disabled spots, the principle of them is the exact same.
Okay.
So why is one legally enforced and the other one isn't?
I am certain, and I know he's going to deny because he just will, but I am certain that because he has a car seat in the back of his car, Jeremy has parked in those spots when he didn't have his children with him. And I know other parents who do the exact same thing. And when
Rambo Dixon comes up and
sees a car seat in the back of the car, you have to kind of back off.
Not that ignorant, you're right.
You can't be ignorant, but you're not that ignorant.
Yeah.
I thought he was very ignorant yesterday with that guy in his car while he's out doing his shopping.
But the problem is,
he's sitting there in a parking spot that he's not entitled to.
The problem is, Adrian thinks
his right to be there.
As one of our regular calls, I'm not legally obliged. You know the way Jude goes on like that?
No, the problem is, Jess, is that Adrian has very low morals or values.
Very low morals.
And he thinks that everybody else is in the same boat as he is.
Trevor has been on to us.
What's the story, boys? Trevor here. Jesus Christ, Jeremy, you need to get the hell over this. And the answer one. Oh my God, talk about feeling entitled. Number one, I have 5 kids. Never give a shit about the parent child's parking spots. Parked there with me kids, parked there without me kids. Never bothered me. Anybody got me face like Jeremy did and laughed at them. Anybody parked behind me, sat there, didn't give a shit. Just took up my day time. Just get the hell over it. Seriously. And you know what? I still park in the child spots. And none of my kids are at that age where I need to be that close to the shop. But you know what? Isn't it just better to get closer to the door?
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
By the way, you know the shit has hit the fan when callers are actually agreeing with the Trevinator there. Like, people are actually agreeing with the Trevinator. You know, the listeners of this podcast, you're all gas. You are as two-faced. You really are. One day...
What are you saying?
One day you hate people. Oh, Trevor's a prick. Trevor's a sexist. People. The next day, oh, the Trevinator's the best. He's the best. You literally turn like the tide to a lot of you.
Tig has been in touch.
Good afternoon. How are you all? Tiger is my name. Now, I have a blue badge, disability badge, but I very rarely use it because, as the man says, there's always somebody worse off than yourself. You know yourself.
Oh, you got cut off there. I don't know what happened to him. He has a blue badge, but he doesn't use it that often, he says. John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How are you doing, Jeremy?
I'm good, John. I'm actually going into Dunn's on the way home, just here in Portmarnock, and it's a small enough car park, but those mother and baby spots are always free, so I think I'm going to throw the car in there and go and do me shopping.
Well, you'd probably park in a disabled spot.
No, I wouldn't. No, you don't.
So you've never parked in a disabled spot?
No, never.
Okay, you're lying. Then.
No, I haven't.
Just lie to the audience. Sir.
I haven't.
Lie to the audience.
No, I wouldn't either. I think that's the height of ignorance.
Oh, yeah.
But parking in a spot that you might need for your 3 able-bodied kids, yeah, no bother. Sorry, go on, John.
I'm up in Carrick Moyans a lot. I go up there about 3 times a week, and I love Carrick Moyans. I do. And as I said there, you know, if Jeremy knows where I'm talking about, there's them mother and baby spots right beside Krispy Kreme there. And that's where they park the car.
Do you know where he's talking about, Jeremy?
Yeah, just outside Smith's, between Smith's and Krispy Kreme, yep.
That's the one, sir. That's the one. And, you know, as you know, Jeremy, it's busy up there. It does be busy. And in I go, and there's always them parent spots, as I call them, and they're always there. Now, Jeremy, do you actually think I'm going to drive around in circles waiting for a parking space to come available?
Well, yeah.
Am I fuck? No, I'm not. I know you always park in one of them. If there's nothing there available, I'll park in one of them. And you know what, Jeremy? Into your next, when you had your little bitch fit there with the driver, do you know what I would have done? I would have got back in my car, shut the door, locked the car, and go back into Krispy Kreme and ordered another coffee. And I would have brought my bollocks laughing at you. Out the window, I would have laughed at you. That's what I would have done.
That's not even funny, but
it is funny. He'd have got back out of the car and gone back into the shop just to annoy you even more.
No, because if he was saying, okay, have you ever parked in a disabled spot?
I wouldn't lie to you. I've done it in the past, but I wouldn't do it now. There's more parking spots than disabled zones, to be honest. And they're great. I'm going to be honest with you. They're fucking fantastic, actually. Because they're always there. They're always available. And I don't know why you're giving out, because there is always some there.
According to Jeremy, in Carrick Mines yesterday, there was no other spot. His kids were going to have to get hiking boots out to make it back to the shop.
Even if there was 100 spots, that's not the point. It's the principle of the thing, John. Those spots are not for you. They're for me.
Who said that? Where's
the sign saying this is for Jeremy?
Well, there's literally...
I want to see that in writing, Jeremy.
You ignoramus, there's literally a sign on the ground that shows a parent...
Yeah, the sign on the ground, all right. I get that, but it doesn't...
It's not in law. That's what my problem... That's what I'm trying to say. But you know what? I have to look to Katie when getting in as well. Oh, I'm pregnant and I'm this and nobody... Fuck off. The only fault is that you're pregnant and you're having a bitch fit like Jeremy's, Katie, that there wasn't a space available. Don't be crying out. Don't be getting pregnant then if that's the case, if it's too much hassle. And same as you, Jeremy, don't be having kids. You know, if this is going to be so much hassle, I couldn't believe this, the amount of shit over this, over a parking spot. and you running up there shouting at people. What in the fuck? Who the fuck do you think you are?
And that's what I said to him earlier on, John. Who do you think you are?
Well, I'm someone who's sticking up for themselves.
Sticking up for yourself? Just someone who's fucking give you a lump in the head and knock you out.
The guy didn't park in your driveway and go off and do his shopping. He parked in a parking spot.
It's the principle.
See that clip? Listen to that clip again, Jeremy, will you please?
How stupid I sound? Oh, I sound like someone who's actually sticking up for themselves.
You sound like you're a fucking lunatic. That's what you sound like.
Well, I'm telling you, if I see you parking outside Krispy Kreme, we'll see how it goes, then, and you won't be too happy.
I'm going to give you the two fingers. I told you already. If you start shouting at me, I'll get out of the car, close the door, I'll laugh at you in your face, and I'll go back into the coffee shop. That's what I'll do. I wouldn't be giving you all the heads up, or I'll punch your head in. No. I'll laugh at you. And you can block me in all you want. I'll laugh at you. I'll fucking laugh at you. And you can call the security, call all you like. I'll still laugh at you. And I'll tell security fuck off too. Because there's no law preventing me from parking there.
Mind you, I do believe, John, in some privately owned car parks, they can fine you for parking in those spots or clamp you for parking in those spots. Whether that's actually enforced or not, I don't know. But because they're privately owned car parks, like Carrick Mines would be, and I was actually clamped in Carrick Mines once, I would imagine they can clamp you or fine you for parking in those spots. Whether that's enforced or not, I don't know. You probably wouldn't pay the fine either.
I wouldn't pay any fucking fine, you know, that's all. But the fact of the matter is, it's just gas for these. The nice of Jeremy, the entitled guy, he's so entitled, he's like a damsel in distress there. You know, he's giving it out there, socks and shit. Oh, I blocked him in. I'm wondering, God almighty, you just could have just went around and you would have gotten a spot. All that shit there and all that time and effort that you put in, you probably would have gotten a spot somewhere else anyway, you know.
There's no problem. He would have.
But like, he's going on there as if he has the fucking... The kid, he has kids, big fucking whoopity-do. So does everybody else. Like, is this what it's come to now, Jeremy? Is this what it's come to? Oh, you've kids. Oh, man, that's my fucking...
That's exactly what he said.
It's the principle.
That's a Jeremy parking spot. I have two kids. Fucking...
Stay there for a sec, John. I want to bring in Dave. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Dave?
Hey, lads. How's it going?
Good, thanks, Dave. Parents are entitled to park in these parking spots.
Absolutely we are. Yeah, I'm 100%
on this. You're another Jeremy. Now, would you square up to somebody in a car park?
Didn't square up.
You did.
Well, it depends if he squares up to me, but like, that other fool there on the phone there, John, saying how he'd get out of his car and he'd go into Krispy Kreme and then start laughing at me out through the window. They wouldn't be laughing at me then when I start letting the air out of your tyres.
This is a different story. I hear Jess saying that earlier on. It would be a different circumstance if somebody gets confessed. I don't believe Jess will want to be keying the car and letting out tyres. Because the fact of the matter is, that car park is covered in security cameras. So you'd be damaging property at that time, you know. So look, you can say what you like, but I know you wouldn't be doing it. You know what I mean? You're full of shit.
Yeah, I don't think so.
You know, yeah. Nah, I do think so. I absolutely do think so.
Nah.
You know, yeah.
Yeah, I really do. Like, what are you going to do then when they come out? Like, you're going to come up and then hit someone, are you? Like, because of that.
Yeah, I wouldn't be touching anybody. If anybody touched my car,
I'd be letting the tires out and you're going to come out and you're going to have an altercation and you're going to hit me then, and you'll be the one on the fucking wrong.
I won't be touching you. I told you already.
Yeah, well then.
But you're
going to have to have the next door and ask them to pump up your tires then. That's what you'll be doing.
I'd be letting the air out of your tyres. Oh, my God. You're another fucking damsel in distress there, man.
Sorry, Dave, again.
Why don't you go somewhere else and park the fucking car? Like.
Because sometimes there's not enough space.
Are you fucking sure when there's one there, you fucking idiot?
Because it's for fucking kids and fucking parents, you
dope. Who gives a fuck? It's fucking free. There's no legal obligation that says that I can't fucking park there. And I'll park there. I want to fucking park there.
And Dave, hang on. The fact of the matter is that there is nothing in Irish law preventing people parking there. There is to prevent
you. Yeah,
it's all about principle. It's all about principle. I've had this with parking in Aldi. I've had kids in the back of the car. My local Aldi, there's like three or four spaces outside. And I'm supposed to just drive around to look for... No, I have a 5-year-old and a newborn there. And what am I supposed to do? I'm just supposed to drive around in the fucking rain, like, while this fucking prick pulls up outside.
Hold on, Dave.
And, like, you know, right. And he's just...
Right, okay, point taken, Dave. Okay, point taken. So, right, so let's reverse the charges here. So I'm supposed to drive around when five spaces are free, let's say, the next day. I'm up in Aldi, and the five spaces are free, and I have to drive around and leave them spaces free. Do you get what I'm fucking coming from here, Dave? Do you get me?
Yeah, they're
for fucking
parents. That's what
they're for. Well,
like.
I fucking won't be,
I don't see, I don't see how you can't get this into your fucking head. Like, they're for fucking, they're for parents, like.
There's a fucking power, it's there.
I don't see, like, you know, what the problem is here. Try around and a fucking car space comes
free. The problem is that the space is there, Dave.
Parking spaces.
But that there, Dave, I'm going to park in them. Because there's no
Dave, I have to tell you that an awful lot of people are the exact same. I include myself. I wouldn't park there for hours on end. But if I was just legging it into a shop, I'm telling you, I would park in one of those spots and have done in the past. If there's another spot available, I'll park in the other spot. But if there isn't...
Yeah, that's ridiculous, But the likes of this other fucker here, John, if there was another parking space, he wouldn't give a shite. Like, he's just parking there.
No, yeah, you probably don't give a shite, John, do you?
No, he doesn't. Look, if there was a normal space there, Adrian, I'd take it. Of course it was. You know, but if there's nothing there, I'm not going to be driving around the car park waiting for looking for the car parking space.
But then poor old Jeremy will arrive in, and
here's one for you, lads. Right, let's just say you're going into the you're going to visit someone in the hospital, then, right? Would you do it in the hospital car park?
No, it's a different story when you're going shopping, Dave.
No, listen to me. If there was a parent's car park space and you're driving around in your car and you couldn't find one in the hospital car park, would you park in the parents and child one then as well?
I've never done it in a hospital. I've never had this problem. I've just came in a shopping centre.
That's not what I asked you, though.
No,
if you're going in, if you went
no,
in...
No, I wouldn't.
It's the same principle. It's the same fucking
thing. No, it's not the same type of scenario. So when you're going to a hospital, it's a different fucking story. Oh, well, hold on for a minute. If you're going to a Lidl or a Smith's, as in Jeremy's case, that's where I reckon he was, in Smith's, because I know the Smith's well.
It doesn't matter where he was. He's driving
from
the fucking park inside there.
The fact of him, and so am I. I'm entitled to the space too. Nobody told me different, and the law doesn't tell me.
Had you got the kids with you? No, you haven't, so you're not entitled to park there. Sorry,
I don't give a fuck how many kids you have. I'm parking there. If there's a space there, I'm parking there. It's a different story.
Yeah, well, if I've seen parking there, and I've had all the cases.
Oh, you
can
kick on the fell. Dave, I'll be waving at you. You can let the ear out of the toilet.
Straight back into Krispy Kreme.
That's it.
That's grand. Yeah, and I'd be straight out there letting the air out of the toilet. No, you wouldn't, Dave.
Let's all head up to Carrick Mines right now and see what happens. I'd love it. Let me bring in a few.
I have to say, I love their glazed donuts.
Oh, that's what this is about, glazed donuts.
I don't like anything else. I just like the glazed ones. You know the glazed ones? Any day of the week.
Keith!
I'm going to park in them spaces and hope something like Jamie comes up and tries to tell me to get out of there, or something like your man on the phone there, Mr. Hardass. And we'll go from there.
That's right. Calvin!
How are you, lads? Always love the show. Pretty good topic today. Like, in fairness, I was in a Tesco's in Clane, and there's only about two parental spaces in there, and no one gives a shit. Like, I've seen a group of lads parking in there, jumping out, what looked to be middle-aged 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds, anybody. And, like, right beside the parental spaces are normal car park spaces as well. So I just kind of think it's out of pure arrogance or just not giving a shit, really. But then on the other hand, I go into the Tesco's in Liffey Valley, and there's honestly, it felt like there was more parental spaces in there than there were actual normal spaces, and they take up the whole front for about maybe 4 or 5 rows back, which to me makes no sense, because they're meant to be closer to the door, and that's the whole reason, so they don't have to go far, because they've got kids, same with wheelchair accessibility users and all that kind of stuff. So I think in some places it's kind of taking the piss. And then in some places, like, it's needed. So really, it's just down to the individual and how much they give a shit, really. Unless you're going to get a traffic warden out there to give a fine. But hardly doubt anybody's going to be doing that anytime soon. So unfortunately, Mr. Dixon, I don't think people are going to be getting out of your space anytime fucking soon.
I think you're right, Calvin. I think you're right. That was a podcast within a podcast, but thanks very much indeed for getting on to us. And that has been the latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification every time we upload a new podcast, which is most weekday afternoons. We'll catch you on the next one.